Hey, it's Morgan Evans. How are you, Morgan?
I'm good. How are you?
So listen, tonight is your CD release party. Where are you partying?
We're partying at a little spot here in Nashville. And, it's just like it's a small thing that I just got whoever it is that wanted to come, the RSVP, and come along. We'll drink some margaritas and listen to some new music.
So that is your go-to drink then, I'm guessing, because the album's called Things We Drink To. When you're drinking to something, it's a margarita?
It depends on the day. It depends on the time of the day. It depends how hot it is. You know, I'm not really discriminatory when it comes to alcoholic beverages.
All right. That's cool. Okay. So it's 7 o'clock in the morning and you're feeling like a drink. Where are you going?
Dude, I'm not a drink in the morning guy. The way that I perform live is with this loop pedal, right? So like I make the drum sounds and the bass sounds and all the sounds like I make. And so if I even have one drink before I go on stage, it all goes sideways pretty quickly. So I have a pretty strong no drinking and looping rule, and then I celebrate afterwards.
Very good. Well, okay, so all right. So you've done a great set. You walk off stage. I'm still going to hold you on this subject. What is your celebration drink?
I think probably tequila or red wine are my two go-tos. But, you know, when I'm watching a sports or something like that in the daytime, definitely beer, and there's a time for other things. But tequila and red wine are my favorites.
Well, congratulations on Kiss Somebody. I mean, you've got to be just so happy. When a song like that comes out, does your gut tell you this is going to number one?
Oh, dude, no, never. I mean, I've been doing this for so long that I don't even know what my gut's saying when it's talking to me now. it's definitely a song, though, that when I first started working with my producer, Chris DiStefano, who I made this whole album with, we'd worked together for a couple of months, like after we'd met and written a few songs and recorded a few songs. And I remember the day we wrote Kiss Somebody. That afternoon, we were just kind of like celebrating and having it, maybe a tequila or a red wine. And I remember him saying to me, I think we got one today, and I remember that moment as the first time in Nashville that anyone had said anything like that to me. And I mean, as you guys know, like this, the way this town makes music and collaborates, and the level of music that comes out of this town, for someone to say even something like that to you is a pretty incredible moment. And that turned out to be the song that got me a record deal, and then it turned out to be the song that was the first song we had for this album and the first single that came out from this album. So I feel like everyone's hearing it the same way and in the same order that we made it.
What a special song. I had no idea that is how deep that song goes for you.
Absolutely. And that was the first time I'd met Josh Osborne as well, who we wrote that song with, who has gone on to be probably my favorite collaborator other than my producer. And we wrote four songs on the album together as well.
Well, it's back on the road, obviously, to support this album. You start out, you're on with Chris Young for a while.
Yep.
And then you pick up with the Old Dominion tour in 2019.
Yeah, man, I'm so excited. Playing live for me is like the ultimate payoff. That's the moment where you get that real-time connection with people, and I look forward to that every night. And being on the road this year with Chris Young has been incredible. And then to start up next year with Old Dominion, maybe my favorite band in the world right now, I'm super excited.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of OD as well. So I'm going to ask you, Morgan, is there a song that you hear those guys perform and you say, man, I wish I wrote that one?
Yeah, most of them, actually. I did. I played a show with them the other day, and it was before we announced the tour, but I knew that I was going to be on it. And I was sort of saying, thank you so much for inviting me out and that kind of thing. And we were having some tequila before they went on, and I looked at them all, and I was like, so you know that I'm going to write my entire next record with you guys, right? That's happening on the road. So I plan on maybe the early morning knock on the bus door with my guitar on my back. Hey, let's write some songs, you know? So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Well, that'd be a pretty grand slam project. Listen, while I have you for just like another minute, I've got to ask. Halloween's coming up. What would be your favorite costume?
Dude, I feel like being married now, my choices are very limited to exactly what my wife wants. So she sent me a text last night seeing if I was free on Halloween first and then letting me know that she'd bought two kangaroo onesies. So here I am, an Australian in Nashville, going to be wearing a kangaroo onesie by the sounds of things.
Are you going in her pouch? How's that working?
No, she'll be in my pouch, mate. Come on.
We have that recorded.
Well, please give Kelsey our best. Now, what is your favorite candy on Halloween?
I mean, probably chocolate. I'm a sucker for anything chocolate. I've discovered a few of the American delicacies. I really like those cups with the peanut butter in the middle of them.
Morgan, I'm going to blow your mind. You ready for this? When you get that, it's called a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Put it in the freezer. Have you ever put it in the freezer?
No. No. Does that hurt your teeth when you bite into it then?
No, it lasts longer. Trust me, Morgan. Trust me. Take one of them. Take one of them at room temperature. That's fine. But there's two in a pack. Put that second one in the freezer.
Okay. All right. I'll check that out.
Morgan Evans, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck on everything. Congratulations on Things We Drink To. Morgan Evans.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, man. Have a great one. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.